Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A flood watch begins at 4 p.m. this afternoon and remains in effect until 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 85. Cloudy skies again tonight, chance of thunderstorms, lows level off around 69. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 72.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier with the ongoing battle regarding identity politics and after the initiative from the Trump administration regarding the end to DEI initiatives in public education, the University of Kansas says they are dropping their diversity, equity, and inclusion policies in support for what they say is the LGBTQ plus students after action was threatened by state lawmakers. KSNT News reports that both Kansas State University and the University of Kansas have announced they are rolling back their policies in regards to their DEI and LGBTQ individuals, as Kansas State University says they will be bringing operations at their Spectrum Center to an end starting July 31st of this year. Kansas State created the Spectrum Center back in 2010 as a, quote, welcoming and affirming space at the university that was meant to provide resources and support to individuals with differing gender identities and sexualities. As the vice president for the academic success and student affairs said, the center had served as a place for the LGBTQ plus students, staff, faculty, and others to gather in a supportive space.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. This week, catch the semifinals of the UEFA Women's Euros from Switzerland Tuesday and Wednesday at 1:30. Saturday morning has live golf from the United Kingdom at 9 a.m. Then it's baseball night in America with the Guardians and Royals at 6. And Sunday, catch the UEFA Women's Euro Finals at 10 and IndyCar NICS Racing from Monterey, California at 2. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
For over 38 years, Truck Stuff has been improving the suspension on trucks, Jeeps, and SUVs. We have several brands to choose from, like Metal Coat, Rough Country, Super Lift, Carly, and more. Lift it, lower it, or level it. Truck Stuff does it all. And with an in-house alignment machine and the only certified Yukon Master Technician in the state, we can upgrade your gears at the same time. Looking good and riding good at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
The Kansas Arts Commission has announced more than $1 million has been awarded to more than 108 grant recipients across the state of Kansas for arts and cultural projects around the state. As KSNT News reports, according to the statement from Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Toland, they say the grant recipients will share the $1 million investment into art-related economic development and community vitality initiatives. In the statement, Toland said, quote, these grants will support an array of organizations and initiatives that will enrich the appeal of these communities, encourage innovation, and drive economic growth. Art shapes the unique character of our state communities, and through these awards, community leaders and artists can continue investing locally while opening doors to new opportunities and experiences for residents and visitors alike. According to the Kansas Department of Commerce, they say that the arts and cultural industry in the state supports nearly 50,000 jobs and contributes more than $5.5 billion to the state economy. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Duzin Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzin Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, a Minnesota-based grain dealer that has been based in Omaha, Nebraska, is no longer licensed to do business in the state of Nebraska, according to the latest report from the Nebraska Public Service Commission. In the statement earlier this week, they say that the NPSC wanted to ensure grain producers are aware that the World Foods Processing LLC, based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, can no longer do business as a grain dealer within the state. In a statement from the NPSC, they say, quote, on Tuesday, the company surrendered its Nebraska grain dealership licenses to the NPSC. By surrendering its license, World Foods Processing LLC cannot take any action that would classify it as a grain dealer in the state, including but not limited to buying grain from producer and sellers with the intent to sell such grain. They go on to say that if you have any producer or seller who may have done business with World Food Processing LLC, they encourage you to contact their website by going to psc.nebraska.gov.
Come to Rusty Eck Ford for John Days of Summer Deals happening now. Exclusively at Rusty Eck Ford. Get 0% APR for 60 months on select new Fords. Like this 2025 Ford Explorer, 0% APR for 60 months. MSRP $50,595 with $2,000 down plus tax and fees. Only $809 per month. Or a 2025 F-150, 0% APR for 60 months. $50,880 plus $2,000 down, only $815. Per month, or a 2025 Ford Escape, 0% for 60 months, 2,000 down, only $488 per month. The deals are smoking hot at Rusty Eck Ford, with rates as low as 0% for 60 months on select new Ford SUVs and trucks. Visit us today at Rusty Eck Ford or online at RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Stock number 25T043, 25T652, 25T067, plus taxes and fees. See the details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. County fair season continues. The Gage County Fair is underway in Beatrice. Judging and shows this week through Sunday. Check-in is Friday, 7:30 till 10 a.m. for the Nemaha County Free Fair in Seneca. For all 4-H, FFA, and open class exhibits, and judging begins. Nemaha County pork producers will host a barbecue Friday evening at 5:30. Craft rodeo at the arena at 8 p.m. both Friday and Saturday nights. Carnival games Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon at Skoke Park. The annual fair parade is Sunday evening at 6. This year's theme is Cowboy Boots and Fair Roots. The activities continue through Monday at the Nemaha County Free Fair in Seneca. River Valley Extension District will offer a Master Gardener training September 4th through December 4th online via Zoom. For additional information, contact Horticulture Agent Kelsey Hattisall at the Washington office, 785-325-2121. Corn producers are reminded that now is the time to scout for tar spot of corn, a disease caused by a fungus, which was identified in 6 Kansas counties, including Marshall County last year, and in 10 Kansas counties, including Nemaha County in 2024. If you wait until there's significant disease pressure in the upper canopy, a fungicide application may be too late. The early disease onset observed this year raises concerns about yield loss. Tar spot develops as small black raised spots, circular or oval, that develop on infected plants and may appear on one or both sides of a leaf's leaf sheaths and husks. Tar spot overwinters on infested corn residue on the soil surface. Recent rains may help promote tar spot development. Fungicides can be an effective tool for controlling the fungicide if they're timed properly. For additional details, contact your county extension office. If you suspect field tar spot, Kansas State Plant Disease Diagnostic Lab would like to know if they can help monitor the situation in the state. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available Monday through Fridays on our website at KNDYradio.com and our social media. Terry Ekstrom, age 66, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Antioch Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 7. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Terry Ekstrom. Rita M. Kramer, age 89, passed away July 18th. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10:30, from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Visitation Sunday begins at 5 with the rosary at 7 at the church. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Rita Kramer. Robert E. Bob Chase, age 71, of Liberty, passed away July 17th. Celebration of life service is planned August 3rd to until 5 p.m. at their home. Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Bob Chase. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Thursday, ham loaf with a muffin, cheesy potatoes, green beans, and mandarin oranges. Friday, barbecue chicken, cornbread, baked beans, asparagus, and apricots.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Thomas Trucking Incorporated honors the men and women who were sent to Korea to fight a hostile communist takeover and protect the rights of the Korean people. Thank you for your dedicated military service. From Thomas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are possible today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And more showers and thunderstorms possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely throughout Friday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. And more rain may continue early Friday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. And mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. And even warmer throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. Sunshine throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. And clear Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. Staying clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. Some sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Then a slight chance for some rain throughout Tuesday night. Partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late July 91. Record high on this date 109. The average low 70 and the record low 52. Sunset this evening 8:49. Sunrise in the morning at 6:18.
Thomas Trucking Incorporated is inviting you and yours to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 24th to enjoy the food and entertainment in the 4-H exhibits. There will be something for everyone. See you there. From Thomas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair. Cook Welding and Repair urges everyone to come to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 24th. The 4-H'ers have worked very hard on their projects and exhibits this year, so let's help support them in all that they do. Cook Welding and Repair in Baileyville asking you to support our local farmers and businesses. Olson Backhoe and Excavating invites everyone to the Nemaha County Fair in Seneca starting July 24th. From Olson Backhoe and Excavating in Seneca, call Brett at 785-336-7101 for commercial and residential needs. Little Big Dump Trucks, no job too big or small.
Diamond, Dodgers and the Twins in Los Angeles. The Dodgers had dropped 7 of their last 10, even with Shohei Ohtani homering in 4 consecutive games. On Wednesday, it would be more of the same.
Here's the 0-2 pitch, and Ohtani blasts it in the air. Left center field, carrying back, and make it 5 in a row for Shohei Ohtani. Home run number 37 and giving the Dodgers a 1-0 lead.
Home run number 37, that's the best in the National League. Also ties a franchise record with a homer in 5 straight games for Shohei. But could they win the game? Dodgers down a run in the 9th.
The writer deals. Freddie, left field. It is not caught by Bader. That scores. Ohtani behind him. And the Dodgers walk it off.
The final 4-3, Dodgers now hold a 4.5 game lead in the National League West. What a game between the Phillies and the Red Sox. In the first, Bryce Harper hit his 350th home run of his career. Philadelphia leading 5-0 in the 5th, but here's the quickest way to get back into a ball game.
1-1, Romy drives one high into left field. It is back at the track, at the wall, gone!
The call on WEEI 93.7 FM. Bonus baseball now in the 11th.
2-2. Swung on and ripped deep into left field. And is back at the track, at the wall. Goodbye! Homer for Carlos Narvaez.
puts the Red Sox ahead 9-7.
Red Sox beat the Phillies 9-8.
Macy's has summer deals so big, it's like Black Friday in July. Come in for unbeatable summer savings, like dazzling fine jewelry, now 40 to 75% off. And airy linen blazers from Tommy Hilfiger and more for over half off. Plus, get three-piece floral print comforter sets for just $21.99. These deals are too big to wait for November, so hurry in. Black Friday in July and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Hello, this is John Hafley, head coach of the Marysville Senior American Legion team. We would love your support this weekend at the state tournament in Hiawatha. Action starts Friday for Marysville at 7 p.m.
Live play-by-play coverage on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, in our app and online.
My name is Aphrodite, and I really need you to do a favor for me. You see, my sisters, Athena and Artemis, and I have a bet over which one of our mortal girls will reign supreme and serve as a model for all young women in Greece. I picked Lexi because, as Aphrodite, the goddess of love, I know that a loving, compassionate heart makes a great leader, but my sisters don't think so. Would you come out and support Lexi as she goes on a quest to prove she is the true role model of girls everywhere? You can come watch the Olympians with me on July 25th and 26th at 7:30 p.m. or July 27th at 2 p.m. at the Marysville High School Auditorium.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, stock futures were little changed going into a day that'll see Donald Trump visiting the Federal Reserve. That's the first for an American president as he continues his pressure campaign against Fed Chair Jerome Powell. On Wednesday, though, the Dow Jones rose 508 points to close above 45,000 for the first time since December. The S&P surged 0.75%, the NASDAQ Composite 0.6, both of those indexes scoring all-time one-day highs. Sales of existing homes fell 2.7% last month compared to May, but were flat year over year. The National Association of Realtors says the median price hit a record high last month of over $435,000. In the banking industry, things appear to be looking up. Reuters reports that Goldman Sachs has decided to skip a second round of performance-based job cuts it had been planning. Goldman has 46,000 people on its payroll. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has been busy trading trucks and have on trade a 24 Silverado 1500 Model Z71 with 3,800 actual miles, a 24 Silverado 3500 HD. It's a Duramax diesel, a 22 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the High Country Edition, 34,000 miles, and awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Thursday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the fourth day of the trading week here in just a little bit as we take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trading day. Over in the grains market, we did see those numbers hang out in the red from start to finish yesterday. In the seeds market, we do see mixed across the board, those numbers teetering back and forth all throughout the day. And in the livestock market, those numbers did start off in the red, but they soared into the green before the end of the trade day yesterday. We'll see how these trends continue throughout the trading day today. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. In the corn market, September corn finished down 0.75 cents at 398.5. December corn finished down 0.5 cents at 417.5. Kansas City wheat for September finished down 9.75 cents at 523.5. December Kansas City wheat finished down 9 cents at 546 even. in the oats market. September oats even at 3.52 and a quarter. December oats finished up a penny at 3.48 and three quarters. In the bean market, August soybeans finished down 4.5 at 10.05 and three quarters. September soybeans finished down 3 pennies at 10.05 even. Soybean meal for August down $1.80 at 2.72 even. September soybean meal finished down $1.70 at 2.76.20. Soybean oil for August finished up 51 cents at 56.14. September bean oil up 49 cents at 55.94. Over in the canola market, November canola up $8.10 at 6.98.10. January canola also up $8.10 at 7.08.30. December cotton down a penny at 68.24. And March cotton up 2 cents at 69.63. Looking at how the stock market closed for yesterday's trading day, the Dow Jones was in the green all day yesterday, up 450 points. The S&P 500 up 42 points. And the NASDAQ up 104 points as at 20,997.58. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's heating up in Wichita, and so are the deals at Midwest Kia during the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event. Right now, get additional rebates on select new Kias, from the bold new 2025 K4 to the family-friendly Telluride and the redesigned 2026 Sportage. Look for the Summer Sales Sticker and save even more. That's on top of already incredible offers, like 1.9% low APR financing, no payments for 90 days, and $1,000 owner loyalty bonus cash on select models. Want more? Bring in your 2018 or newer trade with less than 100,000 miles and we'll discount another $1,000 off the price of any new Kia in stock. But hurry, these extra rebates and sizzling summer deals won't last long. Come see why more drivers across Kansas are choosing Midwest Kia.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Conveniently located at Kellogg and Tyler, or visit MidwestKia.com today. See dealer for details.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Encounters with wildlife in the field or around buildings are a common part of rural living. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts shares advice for farmers who come across deer when working in the field.
If it's possible to harvest around those animals and, you know, not have to try and get out and move them or anything like that, then that's really the best thing to do, would be to just go around. And a lot of times, if you did go around a fawn or an adult deer that was bedded down that didn't want to move, if you come back in an hour, maybe you move on to a different part of the field, you come back after you've harvested the rest of the field, a lot of time they will have moved on their own. If they haven't, then you can get out a fawn. You know, we don't encourage people to handle wildlife, but if you did see a fawn in a place where you needed to harvest and you need to do it right now, then it would be okay to move that animal.
He discusses the best method for disposing of wildlife that may have accidentally been fatally injured in the field.
If you do injure an animal or kill an animal, there are a couple things you can do. If you're out in the field where that happened, when you discover that it happened, just moving those remains to a spot where they're no longer in your way. We've got all kinds of scavenging animals out there that will clean that up and be glad to have the meal. If, let's say, you got back to the farmstead and found a fawn that had run through some equipment or parts of a fawn, or a deer or something inside of equipment that's dead, there's a couple of things that would be appropriate. If it makes sense to take that animal to a spot where the scavengers can get to it, that's great. You can also double bag them and dispose of them in the household trash.
Ricketts adds that when wildlife makes its way into sheds or other structures, it's often possible to safely remove the animal.
If we have a critter like a raccoon or a skunk or an opossum in a shed, we can oftentimes be not aggressive, but herd that animal out of the building the same way that we might coax, let's say, a chicken back into its coop or something like that. We can quietly walk toward the animal, pay attention to the cues that it's giving us. If it acts like it's threatened, then back off a little bit. But most of the time, if there's a raccoon in somewhere that we don't want it to be, or even a skunk, if you walk slowly towards it, talk in a quiet voice so that it knows that you're coming, but also that you're not threatening it by yelling and being aggressive, then a lot of times they'll just go ahead and move on out of the way, and you could kind of herd them out of the building.
That was K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts with guidance on managing wildlife encounters on the farm. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day this week at Marysville Livestock Incorporated with a dairy influence sale, and early consignment listings include a 4-year-old Jersey nurse cow calf, 4 months bred, halter broke. Also during their dairy influence sale, 21 Holstein steers weighing 4.5 to 6, 20 weighing 5 to 550, with 16 weighing 6 to 750. 20 Holstein steers 6 to 850, 5 at 7 to 800 pounds. 20 Holstein steers 7 to 9, and 30 weighing in at 850 to 9 and a quarter. Also 48 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 8, 20 black crossbred steers and heifers 7 to 8, 20 black steers and heifers weighing 7 to 8. Those are early consignment listings for the dairy influence sale on Thursday, July 24th. We'll alternate the Thursday sales with no sale July 31st.
If your feathered backyard friends appear a little ruffled and scruffy about now, it's nothing to worry about. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 24th, the 205th day of the year. Entertainer Jennifer Lopez has a birthday, and Amelia Earhart was born on this day in 1897. Bird watchers know there's a dramatic lull in bird activity during the dog days of summer, and there's a good reason. July is molting time, when birds are changing into new sets of feathers. It's an especially vulnerable time, as you can imagine, so they lay low to avoid attracting attention. Virtually all birds molt, so if the visitors to your feeder seem to be a little on the scruffy side, it's perfectly normal. Even the mallards in your local park will take on a dull, motley appearance before their new sets of feathers are in, and they're ready for the busy fall migration season ahead. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about backyard bird watching at almanac.com.
Colonial Acres can't wait to see the awesome 4-H exhibits and demonstrations at the Richardson County 4-H Fair starting July 20th. Show your support for the 4-H and enjoy the pedal tractor pull, Ag Olympics, and great barbecue. See you there. From Colonial Acres in Humboldt, caring is what we do best. Family Fair hopes listeners will show their support for the 4-H students at the Richardson County 4-H Fair starting July 20th. Come see the great exhibits and enjoy the barbecue, pedal tractor pull, Ag Olympics, and more. From Family Fair in Falls City, see our website for rewards and digital coupons.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's been a productive and successful TBT basketball tournament being hosted in the city of Wichita so far this year, going into the quarterfinals this weekend after the Wichita team, known as the Aftershocks, ended up winning with a 66-63 win over the Forever Cougs on Tuesday this week, putting them in the final eight for the basketball tournament, as they are now set to play the winner of the Heat Fire, the top seed, or the JHX Hoops, which are Kansas University alum, and also the second seed in the Kansas City Regionals coming up on Sunday. As attendees of the basketball tournament say, it's been a successful year, and attendance being in one of the top 10 of all-time attendance records.
And I think the results of TBT being at Charles Koch Arena kind of speaks for itself for why not only were there in the first place, but have kept coming back.
That audio from KSNT News. The winner of the TBT basketball tournament walks away as a team with a $1 million winner-take-all prize.
For over 38 years, Truck Stuff has been improving the suspension on trucks, Jeeps, and SUVs. We have several brands to choose from, like Metal Cloak, Rough Country, Superlift, Carly, and more. Lift it, lower it, or level it. Truck Stuff does it all. And with an in-house alignment machine and the only certified Yukon Master Technician in the state, we can upgrade your gears at the same time. Looking good and riding good at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
The state of Kansas is known for being able to create great boxers across the entire nation, but a new 15-year-old may be the next Olympian heading out for the boxing records, as Hernandez Boxing Academy coach Luis Hernandez says that 15-year-old Evelyn Hernandez may be the next prodigy in the state.
Call her Evelyn Avalanche Hernandez. We call her Avalanche.
This entire gym is an entire new family to me. When I found out about boxing, I took advantage of it. I realized I wanted to keep pursuing this when I lost my first fight. I came out winning. I came out pretty strong, but I ended up gassing out.
She got a big heart, and she's tough. And I was like, okay, I can teach you how to box.
That audio from Cake News, where according to the training team, they say that right now the focus is going into the USA Boxing National Opens that are set for September 30th through the 20th in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where they say they are looking for sponsorships and plan on fighting in two divisions up to 101 pounds. She also plans on participating in the upcoming 2028 Olympics. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Welcome into our KNDY Coach's Corner, a special American Legion baseball edition, joined by John Hafley as the Marysville Senior Legion team gets ready for their state tournament over in Hiawatha on Friday. John, you guys come into the tournament 19-6. How do you feel, though, you as a team have played this year?
I think overall we've played really well. We had a great start to the season and won some close games. We stumbled a little bit after the Acacia moratorium and 4th of July holiday, ending our regular season 2-4 that week. But I feel like we got things back on track at our zone tournament, and I think we're playing good baseball at the right time.
And as you do get ready now for the state tournament coming up this weekend, your first round opponent is Hiawatha. You've played them this year a few times, so a chance to kind of have seen them already. What do you guys need to be prepared for in the game number one on Friday to come out on top and hit the state tournament off on a high note?
Despite our team having a better record than Hiawatha, we have played them quite close. We're 2-2 against them this year with all four games decided by one run. And so I think we have to expect a nail biter. And I think it's going to be a nice big challenge for us because they're going to have the home crowd and the stands full. And there's nothing more I would like than to see a bunch of folks from our community and Marshall County and even Washington County coming out and wearing the red and black and supporting us.
Well, we talked to a little bit before, the collection of talent is really good. Obviously, you come into the state tournament top seed 19-6. You kind of alluded to it there just a bit ago, John. But last question for you, for your team to be successful this weekend, what do you need to see from them?
You know, I think that as with any tournament or baseball season, we have to continue to have consistent pitching that eliminates or really minimizes free passes such as walks or hit by pitches. If we can have less than three of those per game, I really like the way our defense and offense will carry us through the rest of the way.
I think it's continuous over any level of baseball. Minimize mistakes and you give yourself a better chance to win. I wish you luck there this weekend, John. Of course, we will have all coverage on AM 1570, FM 94.1 as the Marysville Senior American Legion team makes their state trip over to Hiawatha. Again, talking with head coach John Hafley, this has been the KNDY Coach's Corner.